At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Gavin Williams, a near no-hitter yesterday. We talked about it in the entire first hour. Go back and listen to it, 92.3thefan.com, as well as on the free Odyssey app by using the rewind function. And I think you're going to want to be listening. You're going to want to be listening coming up here very shortly. Because, boy, Lima, you gave him a bit of a taste about going after the afternoon show, in their opinion, right after the near no-hitter. I did take a little bit of umbrage. Not with them personally, just the opinion that they had about the near no-hitter and the way Stephen Vogt handled it. That coming up. Also, whether or not you can jinx a no-hitter from your couch, from a convenience store, from the stands, from behind a microphone. 54% have said, yes, you can jinx a no-hitter slash perfect game. You can do that. And there are a lot. I cannot believe this. Like, first off, I before we get to the training camp report, the guy's untouchable. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say a no-hitter's going on during a no-hitter. Because, again, you can sit there and talk about journalistic integrity. Well, I ain't no journalist, too. I'm not talking about wars. I'm not Jim Mikulski at the White House. Like, no, don't matter. But, like, guys, if, like, hey, Matt Underwood's been doing it a long time. If he says it, no big deal. If Tom Hamilton says it, no big deal. Are the baseball gods going to say, you guys said it, so now Gavin Williams doesn't get it? No, he put one over for Juan Soto. Juan Soto hit a home run off him. Juan Soto looked like a total ass pimping the home run, and his own fan base is calling him out for it when they have lost four in a row, got swept by the Guardians, which they're fighting for a wild card spot right now, the New York Mets are. You're paying them $765 million. You're pimping home runs down 4-1. You got the own guys over in WFAN ripping them this morning for that. But Juan Soto didn't hit one over the fence because somebody said, hey, Gavin Williams has a no-hitter going. Still, I won't say it. I won't say a guy has a no-hitter if a no-hitter's going on or a perfect game, anything like that. So I think it's time for a training camp report.
Training camp coverage powered by Classic Ford and Classic Chevy and Mentor.
People are calling this a hostage situation. you said Hugh. I almost said Hugh Downs. Hugh Downs called
2020.
It.
Barbara Walters said nothing to see.
And John Stossel.
This is Friday night is going to be a referendum, and it ain't going to be on Shedeur Sanders. Friday night's going to be a referendum on Kevin Stefanski and the Cleveland Browns. You can see this happening right now. No first team reps yesterday in the joint practice for Shedeur Sanders, but he's going to be going up against first teamers. There's a lot of people who are upset about that. You know, we'll see. We'll see. I'm a protectionist. I do not treat him like a fifth round pick. I treat him like he should have been taken. I think that this is a high ceiling guy, and you could look at him as almost a gift if you want to. We talked a lot about gifts yesterday. I do not want to put him in harm's way. I don't just say, hey, he's a fifth round guy, whatever. No. I think there's a possibility. So I take this guy and I want to put him in the best position possible. I can't get some work in yesterday getting ready for all this. Not some. Hey, the practice isn't about the game. The practice is about the season. That's why Joe Flacco got those reps. So, again, I know we got called out for saying the quarterback competition is over. Do you think the quarterback competition is over?
Well,
the quote-unquote competition is over?
I thought it was over, by the way. And then I talked to Zach, who was down there in Carolina yesterday, Zach Jackson of The Athletic. And he said after the rain stopped, it was Kenny Pickett going through the walkthrough with the ones, which led him to believe that next week's all going to be all about Kenny Pickett, that this was Joe Flacco's week. Next week was Kenny Pickett, meaning, guys, the Shedeur Sanders stuff is done. There's no talk there if you're using your joint practices to get Flacco ready and then Pickett next week, then that really is the quarterback conversation we should be having. Meaning we did jump to conclusions last week when Pickett went down with the injury. I thought it was over. I thought, guys, it's over. Joe Flacco is your starting quarterback week one against Cincinnati. And this talk about, you know, man, Dylan Gabriel, they love Dylan Gabriel, but what about Shedeur Sanders? The Shedeur Sanders stuff is not happening, period. It's not happening, period. Like, we are all guilty of, yeah, using Shedeur Sanders' name to drive content. And yes, anytime you mention Shedeur Sanders, whoever is running your social media is loving life. Their eyeballs get really big and they're like, come on, pump out that content. Let's go. National guys. You're seeing all the national guys talk Shedeur. Meanwhile, what are they really doing? And you can tell by the behavior of what they're really doing, which is, all right, Joe Flacco gets this week. Kenny Pickett gets next week. That's the quarterback competition. And that's the end of the story. And they're going to choose a starting quarterback based on that. Who knows when we're actually going to be tipped off as to who that is. But that's the mistake we've been all making, me included.
Yeah, I do think, and I think you're right about that to a certain level, and maybe I'm wrong about that, and we'll get more into that. But I do think that I'm getting nervous about tomorrow night, and it's less.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
It's about Shador Sanders and it is about Kevin Stefanski, because I got at least another year of all this, and I've tried to, in so many ways, go, okay, if it were me, what would I do? If it were me, what would I do here? And I like Kevin, let's be honest. I do like the guy personally. So there is a little bit of cloudiness to that. I will admit that to everybody out there. However, I mean, if he goes out there and he doesn't look good, do I get mad at him or do I get mad at the Browns? Because I think that you have a guy who has a high ceiling. I think you have a chance here.
Well, or
I'm seeing a storyline that can play out, and I'm a dreamer, but damn it. Like, if you're not gonna try to cultivate that the best way possible, even though I've had a lot of people outside of a couple of people on ESPN and things like that, who have said that they're handling this the right way with him, I can find myself Monday, if he goes out there and struggles on Friday, going, well, why weren't you working with him then? Why weren't you doing these things with him then? I mean, this, you know what you have in Joe Flacco here. You know what you're going to get in Joe Flacco. And it's hard for me to see it, because the rationale would be, Kenny, you got to prepare for the season. The joint practices are to prepare for the season. That's why Joe takes those reps. But damn it, I got a game on Friday.
You know what I do wonder, Kenny?
And I would,
Kenny,
like him to have something with the first team before he goes out there and plays against some first teamers.
Because you're right, nationally.
Thank you.
Nationally. Well, here's the part. Part of it I agree with. Part of it I disagree with. The part I agree with is you're 100% right. You are tapped into what the reaction is going to be after that game when all eyes are on him to see if he should have been a first-round pick or if he shouldn't have been drafted at all, right? Because that's what the national media wants to do. They want to pounce on one or the other, right? Whether or not this guy even belongs in the NFL, or whether every team made a mistake passing up on him time and time again, especially those teams that are in desperate need of a quarterback. But the other part of it where I think you might be wrong, like me and you are having... go look at our videos, Kenny. We're screaming at each other.
I know.
About the handling of the quarterbacks and Shador Sanders.
Yes.
And the Browns, they might be sitting here going, your goals are not our goals. Our goals are figure out who the starting quarterback is for week one. Is it Joe Flacco or is it Kenny Pickett? And all this other stuff is, yeah, we want to develop these other guys and figure out who's going to be the backup and what's going to be the hierarchy of quarterbacks. We have to land on a depth chart. And right now, Shador Sanders is fourth on the depth chart. You guys are screaming at each other over who's going to be quarterback three and who's going to be quarterback four. Like, that's on you.
Because
is what I wonder if the Browns are looking at it.
But that's fine on them, because I look at it from a different. I have to keep my feet on both sides of the sidewalk here, where I see what they're doing in the building, but also I know what the fans are feeling, and a lot of fans are feeling like, hey, you're not going to be that great anywhere, so we might as well be working towards something. And working towards something is working towards a young quarterback who might be able to have fallen in your laps and given you a chance. No matter what you think of the guy, you cannot tell me that you... I'm not even yelling at you about this. You can't tell me you don't sit there and wonder, what if? What if he is our fifth-round guy that ends up being a great... What if, even if he's just Dak Prescott, which Dak Prescott isn't just Dak Prescott, he's still a franchise quarterback. I would love to go back and have those arguments that we should be having about a franchise quarterback. Can we get over the hump? You can't expect him to be Tom Brady. I'm not going to compare him to Tom Brady. I'm not going to compare him to some of the other legends that have been taken later. I'm not going to compare him to Johnny Unitas or anything like that, unless he gets to that point.
Yeah.
But I can compare him to a fourth-round draft pick in Dak Prescott, maybe, and say, can he reach that point where we're sitting there going, can he get over Josh or Lamar or Joe? Can he do this, that, and the other? I would like to get to that chance, and I think a lot of fans are wondering the same thing as well. I know we got to crawl before we walk, but damn it, you got to put him on the floor and at least let him crawl with the first team for one moment.
I just wonder if they are telling you, they're telling the reporters in some of the leaks how far behind Shador Sanders is in all the little things that matter to them. All the little things like the huddle, like getting guys lined up, like getting the calls in, establishing that voice within an offense. Okay, all those little things. And then they're also showing you by who's not getting the first team reps, who's not even barely getting the second team reps. Hey, he's going to start this preseason game, and who's not getting the reps? They're telling you and they are showing you that Shador Sanders is not within the plan for this year. Maybe because, you know, the Browns have started five quarterbacks, you know, the last years. Maybe he gets in eventually, but he's not in the plans. He's a fifth round pick. They're treating him like a fifth-round pick. They are telling you he's a fifth-round pick in all their actions. And yet we're screaming about preseason game number one when, in essence, they're going, guys, dummies, listen, we have a quarterback competition, and he's not in it. But he's not in the quarterback competition.
But when you're telling me to do that, then you're asking me to trust them. It's very, very, very hard to trust them when what they've done at the quarterback position. So now I'm starting to doubt guys that I want to trust. I want to trust Kevin. I want to trust his staff. I want to trust Andrew Berry. I'm sorry I'm moving around the microphone or the camera as I hit the table. I'm sorry about that. But damn it, I am passionate about this opportunity here. I feel very passionate about this guy where maybe he can give you something out of it. And what's better time to find out than maybe tomorrow night? But maybe I'm feeling more and more tomorrow night's going to be a referendum on Kevin.
Maybe they're not as... Think about what you're saying. Preseason game number one against Carolina.
Preseason game number
one, I
know.
After they had a joint practice, maybe they're just not that passionate about Shador, and maybe they just don't care that much about preseason game number one.
216-474-0092. Is tomorrow night a referendum on Kevin Stefanski?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.